And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Are you wondering what you'll find if you go to that website? You probably are, and Brian is probably ready to tell you what you will find if you go there.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, as well as the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you can also find specialty charts for multiple genres, monthly and yearly top 10 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Oh, all kinds of goodies. And you can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We're happy to do it. You contact us. We will do a feature which includes an interview and we will spin some of your latest tracks or whatever you happen to be working on. We will do that for you in amongst the countdown. So please reach out. In this hour of the program, the top 10 plus, we'll talk to Stephen Karlik and you'll find out who is the next American Idol. No, but you'll find out what's debuting below the top 20. Brian will tell you that. You never give me anything.
What am I supposed to do there?
I don't know. I feel like, but I do feel like when we reach... Thank you. That's good. I was doing my best Ryan Seacrest, and no, nothing.
I don't even... Whatever. I think you're appealing to the wrong audience.
No, I think everybody loves it. They're like, oh, Ryan Seacrest. Oh, yeah, okay. I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
You've really gone off the deep end today.
No, it's good. It's good stuff.
In at number 10 this week,
I'm just preparing
number 15.
I'm preparing everybody for episode 100 because something big's going to happen. Something big. Great. All right. Go ahead. You can start.
At number 10 from number 15 this week, it is Candle and her latest debut record, In Flames. You're going to hear a track called Winner right now.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Fun. think I do?
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 9.
Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 8, up from number 10, that's the latest from St. Vincent, a new self-titled record and a track called Psychopath. Before that, number 9, up from number 28, was Ben Sinister from their new record Animals. You heard a track called Thunder and Lightning. And starting off that set was Winter by Candle at number 10, up from number 15 from her album In Flames.
Winter. I wish it was over.
It is.
I don't know about anybody else out there, but we got a walloping of snow from, I don't know what weather system, because it must be confused. Spring happened now a week or so ago, and we're still getting snow. Not good. I'm not happy about it. What about you, Brian?
I'm really tired of people complaining about the weather.
I actually saw a hilarious meme on Facebook that had something to do with if people complain once about the heat during the summer, that they will get slapped by a little baby in a tuxedo. It's that baby picture, you know, and the one I'm talking about. He's pointing to the ground.
Fine. People are only happy about the weather for about 2 weeks in September. 2 weeks in late September, early October, and maybe May. Otherwise, people just complain the whole
time.
When
it's cool, but the sun's out. Oh, listen, I'm a big fan of summer. Love summer. Don't like winter.
Then move.
I don't have that option right now.
That's not true.
But when I retire, I will be a snowbird. Except I don't like flying, so that's not the case.
You'll spend 1 week in Florida and the rest of the year walking. The rest of that half of your walking back to Canada.
Yeah.
And then winter will happen 1 week later, and then you'll start walking back.
Oh, that doesn't sound like it's appealing at all.
Idea. You should really just live in the middle.
Yeah, I probably should. All right, a couple more tracks to bring you before we head to the phones again and chat with Stephen Karlick and find out what's new in the world of music. We're going to move on to an album review and also talk a little bit about White Lung. He's got some news about that. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
We are moving on to number 7, down from number 5. It is the latest from Broken Bells After the Disco. Here's a track, Leave It Alone.
Your heart. 6.
Beating me down.
That was Heart is a Drum by Beck from his latest album, Morning Phase, at number 6, down from its top spot of number 2 the week before. And before that, starting off that set was Leave It Alone by Broken Bells. They're at number 7, falling 2 spots this week, and their latest is entitled After the Disco.
It's the Earshot 20 Hour number 2 of the program, and we're into the top 10. And we're also back on the line with our friend from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick. We're chatting about entertainment news, all the stuff, all the good stuff going on. And now, Stephen, you have some news about White Lung.
Yeah, so we knew this year that White Lung, the Vancouver punk band, had some big news that they were they signed to Domino and were about to release a 7-inch. As some people might have surmised, but wasn't entirely laid out in stone, the band is working on a full-length. And it will be out later this year. The 7-inch, which is for the song Drown with the Monster, is out April 29th, but a new full-length is on the way. We at Exclaim got in touch with the band to hear Mish Wei, the singer, talk about what to expect from the new album. She said, quote, "It's just a fat rock record, but it's still super aggressive, and it's the most intelligent songwriting we've ever done. Kenneth Williams, the guitarist, his guitar parts are totally amazing. They're so delicate and smart. Some people don't get everything that he's doing. They just get bulldozed by the other stuff. But his guitar work on this record is insane. It's a great record." Mish Wei also started talking about how happy she is to be on Domino, which is known for its eclectic roster. She said, quote, "After last spring, we had a lot of different labels contacting us, but Domino seemed the best to me because there were no other bands on that label that were like us and what we were doing, which I really liked. They really understand what our band is about and what we want to do, so we're super excited to have the record come out on such a great label." Once again, the band has recorded with Jesse Gander, Vancouver-based producer behind records by Bison BC, Japan Droids, the Pack AD, and it was mastered by Timeless Mastering's Hiba Kedri out of New York. And the album, she says, has a very full sound. So lots to be excited about on that front. The band is certainly one of my Canadian favorites, so it should be a big deal when that one comes out.
Definitely one that people will hear from on this show as well, because we know that White Lung has sat with us before with their previous releases, so we'll look forward to that. All right, we'll head on over to the side of album reviews. You've got one to tell us about, Future Islands.
Yeah, Future Islands sort of, I guess, went viral in the past week. They had a performance on Letterman that was quite dramatic and quite well-performed, I thought. Their new album is called Singles, and it really couldn't be better timing for the Baltimore trio, who, quote, "After 3 albums and countless EPs and singles, it feels like the stars have aligned for their 4th album, because Singles is an awakening," writes our reviewer Cam Lindsay. He says that, quote, "Singles is an album of big, enriching pop anthems, all of equal rank. It's rare to find an album this coherent and firm in quality. But best of all, a good half of the record will give you plenty of inspiration to channel singer Samuel Herring's sweet dance moves," which, if you saw the video online, you'll know exactly to what Cam is referring.
Well, you can check that out at exclaim.ca, all the latest music news, albums, and tracks on that website. Okay. We're going to throw it over to you, Stephen, for your song pick of the week. As always, thanks very much for joining us, and the floor is yours.
Thank you. The song of the week is White Lung's Drown with the Monster. You can hear the song from their upcoming 7-inch now. The song will likely be on their album. We're waiting to hear a better taste of it, but for now you can hear Drown with the Monster on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Radio. Extra.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5. Number 4.
silence wakes you up. You gotta feel it. When the lie won't give it up, you gotta feel it. When they force you down to silence, you gotta feel it. And all the pain is specialized, you gotta feel it.
It's the Earshot 20.
With an almost impossible, but not necessarily surprisingly high debut at number four, that was the album Darlings, the second album from Toronto musician Kevin Drew, who co-founded the indie rock collective Broken Social Scene, and that was a track called You Gotta Feel It. Before that, we heard Past Lies by Real Estate there at number five, or for number eight this week, and their latest album is called Atlas. And you also heard Stephen Karlick's song pick this week, a new track from White Lung called Down With The Monster.
Well, there you have it. Why would that be impossible? I don't know why that's impossible.
It's just crazy. What a high debut.
It is.
Also partially unsurprising because Kevin Drew is pretty popular in the
Canadian, you might know him from,
independent music scene.
You might know him from...
Well, I just told you, so why don't you know?
I wasn't paying attention.
That's obvious.
All right. Well, let's move on then.
Broken Social Scene.
There you go. That's what I... That's,
and all those folks are on this record. You have Charles Spearin on here. Feist is on here as well. And lots of other folks. Check it out. It's on Arts and Crafts, of course.
All right. We are going to take a break from the countdown to let you know what's coming in below the top 20. Some of those debuts. And we call this segment...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
All right, Polaris-nominated electro-rapid duo Radio Radio is back with a new album that debuts at number 50. The Acadian-French record is entitled EJ Feel Zoo and is their fourth studio release. At number 49 is TV en Français, the fifth album from New York-based indie rock three-piece We Are Scientists, which now includes former Razor Light drummer Andy Burrows. Edmonton's Anne Verend finds her sixth record, For the People in the Meantime, cracking the charts at number 48. Robert Pollard's revitalized veteran alt-rock outfit Guided by Voices released their fifth album since reforming in 2010, and the LP Motivational Jumpsuit debuts at number 44. At number 40 is Future Islands' fourth album of synth-pop new wave from the Baltimore Trio, and their first on 4AD entitled Singles that Anthony and Steve were talking about earlier in the program. Cozy Father is a self-described reclusive hillbilly with the voice of a young woman who writes, sings, records, and weaves dreams in a small room in Victoria, BC. And her new debut record, Loser Birds, comes in at number 38. And Edmonton punk quartet Slates released their third album and new Damage Records debut, Taija, which charts at number 23.
Oh, thanks for that, Brian. And so there you have it. Those are some of the debuts making their way under the top 20, but doesn't mean we won't hear from them. We probably will hear from some of those as the weeks move on. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and another top 20 is done for another week. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Trust at number 3 this week. Up one spot is his latest record, Joyland. Here's the lead track from that record, Slightly Floating. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2. Edmund and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 1.
I'm watching the tide, sitting in the sand, waiting for the sound to arrive. Creeping behind the mountain. Holy water has nothing on this. And the world will go. second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off. Why would I live life worried all the time? Shouldn't be a surprise. It's easy to be terrified. Oh, believe me, I've tried everything. I'm still sitting on needles and pins. Every breath I take is a second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off. Every breath I take is a second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off.
It's the Earshot 20.
For the umpteenth week in a row, that was the Pack AD at number one. I just don't really, I don't know how long it's been. It's been a long time.
So official.
That is their new release, but really not that new. Many, many weeks at this point. Do Not Engage, just top in the charts. Nothing Can Defeat It. And that was the closing track, Needles. And at number two, up one spot, was the Soul Jazz Orchestra, Inner Fires, Their Lace. You heard a track called Kingdom Come. And starting that off was Slightly Floating by Trust. At number three, up for number four, from their new sophomore release, Joyland.
There you have it. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and that is another countdown complete for another week. If you're just tuning in, it's Earshot 20. We count down every week the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all for airing this program. You can also find us online at radioforall.net. You can download the program and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week if you care to join us for another countdown. It'll be coming up. Stick around. There is more great programming coming your way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.